When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Picture Book Look podcast. I'm Kim Chafee.
And I'm Kirsty Call. Together, we'll share some of our favorite picture books and chat with their creators to explore the journey from story idea to bookshelf.
We'd love you to join us as we take a picture book look.
Hi, Kim.
Hey, Kirsty. How are you?
I'm doing great. And I see that you have done the most phenomenal decorating. I'm super excited about it.
So we like to celebrate early in our family. So our tree is up, our holiday decorations are up.
I love it.
And it just brings me so much joy. So we start celebrating November 1st. Christmas carols have been playing and we're in the Christmas spirit. And I couldn't be happier. I really think maybe you should just start turning on those Christmas carols. There's already a couple of radio stations
I listen in July.
Oh, good. I see. I like that.
I love them so much. So,
yes. And during COVID, we put our tree up in April.
Okay.
I think that's awesome. That is
amazing. I love Christmas lights. They bring joy. And that's the whole point of this Christmas season, is giving and bringing joy. And so we wanted to talk about, you know, really fun gifts you can give the writer in your life.
Yes.
Or to yourself, if you want to give these gifts to yourself.
Oh, yes. I love that idea, actually. I really love that idea. And I think that around this time of year, it's always hard, right? I'm the kind of person that I struggle over wanting to give the perfect gift all the time, like to everyone, not just any gift. It's like, I need to really think of a great gift. And so hopefully these 10 gifts for the writer in your life, maybe you'll find one. maybe your listeners will find one gift that they can kind of take a look at and find something for, you know, someone in their life that could use it. So do you want to start?
Yes. So we are going to start with the wishing ball.
In no particular order. Yes. These are all equally amazing gifts. We're not ranking the gifts.
They're all things that we would be super excited about.
Yes.
Hint, family.
Right. If anyone's listening, is this on? Is this microphone on? Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to start with the wishing ball, which both Kim and I, we're going to show you, those of you who are watching the video, we each got a wishing ball from our good writing friend, Laura Cooper.
Shout out to Laura.
We love Laura. And this ball is so cool. It's a glass ball. It comes with little pieces of paper where you can write your wishes and you put them inside a little hole. And then it's this beautiful piece to put out to remind you of your dreams. I actually have inside my ball, I have the wish to get an agent, the wish to get a book contract, all of which have come true.
Because you put it out there into the universe.
I put it out there.
Into your wishing ball. I love that. I believe I had similar wishes on my little pieces of paper that I rolled up and put in there. And the thing that I really love about this is once you write it down and you put it in, I mean, the hole that you put these little pieces of paper in is pretty small, right? So once you get the paper in, it's not coming out.
Not unless you break your wishing ball.
Not unless you break your wishing ball. But the wish is in there, so it's out into the universe. And also, there's no risk or no worry that someone might read your wishes. So I think sometimes maybe this is just the anxiety in me, but sometimes people might worry about writing out their hopes and dreams in like a journal or someplace because who knows who might see it, right? This way, I mean, you can get brutally honest. What do you want? What is your biggest wish? And you can put it in there and not have to worry about, not that you should really ever worry about anyone judging what your hopes and dreams are, but regardless.
Also,
once you do, it's in there.
These balls are beautiful. They're just really lovely to look at.
And they come in different colors.
Yes.
And I love that. I love that. Mine's purple. Yours is like an aqua, beautiful aqua color. Exactly. Okay. So gift number one is the wishing ball. Gift number two is one that I've used in the past and I really appreciated and loved. And that's Masterclass. You've probably heard of Masterclass. It's online classes. I think there's like over 100 different topics.
Yes.
So many different topics. And there are a bunch of writing ones. Judy Blume has a really great writing masterclass on there, but there's so many different conversations, so many different topics that are happening. So for example, if you need to become a master in negotiation, they
like
have,
Kim did,
like I did, they have a masterclass on the art of negotiation. And so actually they have a few, but one of them is specifically called that. So Masterclass, I find, because I'm just the kind of person that really likes learning about lots of different things that I'm not necessarily going to, you know, have a career in, but I'm interested in lots of different things. And I think writers just tend to be the kind of people that like learning, and maybe they need to do research for different topics in their books. And Masterclass is a really cool way to do that. Right now, well, depending on when you're listening to the episode or when listeners are listening, they're offering a buy one, get one. So you can buy a membership for a gift and you actually get your own membership as a gift for yourself. So it's a win-win.
Such a great
it's
deal.
A bonus.
I love that.
That's a great deal.
To piggyback on that, we love the Writing Barn. Both of us have taken classes from the Writing Barn. And so you can get a gift certificate for the writer in your life and she or he can take a class from the Writing Barn. And they're so well taught with really, you know, with writers and teachers who know what they're doing and are concrete and really help you up your writing game.
Absolutely. And not just classes, there's webinars as well. I actually just signed up for a webinar that's coming up in a week or so. And those are very affordable. The one that I signed up for is $25. And so you can get a gift card for someone. If a course isn't in your price range, then a webinar most likely is. So that's gift number three, right?
Yes. So on to four. Kim.
On to gift number four. I love gift number four. This was actually a gift that was given to me a couple years back. And it's a candle. It's not just a candle. It's a bookstore candle by Frostbeard Studios. And it's the Book Lover's Soy Candle. The scents are mahogany, leather, and of course, coffee. I don't know. I think there's something about setting the mood when you're writing, right? The ambiance of
there definitely
getting
is.
Yourself ready to just sit and settle in and get some writing done. And I don't think anything does that better than a candle, maybe music, but a candle really helps kind of set the tone. So that is gift number four, the bookstore scented candle.
I love that one. One that I have been using for several years. That is number five, which is Aquanotes. It's a waterproof pad you put in your shower. It also comes with a waterproof pencil. And if you have ideas when you're in the shower, you can just write them down.
Brilliant. And I think that you've mentioned this on a couple of episodes. So listeners that have been listening to every episode of the podcast probably have heard this one before. Just tuning into this one, this is a great one. You use it all the time, Kirstie.
I do. So. And it's totally affordable. It's $13.
Perfect.
Totally, you know, affordable stocking stuffer or,
you
know,
absolutely.
Really fun gift for your writer.
Really fun gift for your writer. Okay. On to number six. I'm super excited about number six. So I discovered number six recently on Instagram. It's a company called Kind Cotton. And the story is that a teacher, she is a former teacher. She was noticing lots of injustices in the world, as we all are these days, and wanted to do something about that. And so she created, co-created with her husband, this company called Kind Cotton. And for every item purchased, they put books in the hands of kids. And they're books that are likely to be banned or made more difficult to put into the hands of kids, LGBTQ plus books, books about social justice. And I'm just absolutely in love with the mission of this company.
And it's such an exciting idea.
Yes, right? It's so important.
I love it so much.
And they have so many great products. So this is a myriad of products. There are t-shirts, there are sweatshirts, there's notebooks, there are my favorite, coffee mugs, travel mugs. And every purchase puts books into the hands of kids. And they've given over thousands of books into the hands of kids that otherwise wouldn't have them. So check out Kind Cotton. We're going to link all of these gift ideas, but Kind Cotton is
such an important one.
Cool, important one. Yeah, yes, definitely.
All right. So number seven is one of my very favorites, and it's called Story Arts. And you can see, what anyone who's seen the video can see, I'm wearing fingerless gloves that actually have A Christmas Carol, the words to a Christmas Carol. Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol, on the gloves. And then I also have a scarf where the words are on the scarf. And they have all different books, children's books. They have Shakespeare. They have, and also they have blankets. And, you know, it's not just gloves and scarves. They also have baby clothes. I mean, it is so much fun for the book lover or writer in your life.
The book family. I love that little baby.
Yes.
That's perfect.
So
That's
much
perfect.
Fun.
Wonderful. I know. I love your gloves. You wear those all the time.
I do.
And I love those. So, okay. That was number seven, right?
Yes.
And we're on to number eight. Number eight is a practical present because those are also important. I also wanted to put Post-its on this list, but we figured that was kind of an obvious one. But this idea is probably just as obvious, but they're pens. Not just any pens. Kiersey, these are our favorite pens.
Our
so
favorite
these
pens.
Are
we love them.
Pilot G2 pens, and they come in a multicolor pack. So if you like to color code your writing, because who doesn't like to color code their writing, then these pens are perfect for you. I love the way they write. My favorite color is the purple and then the blue. In that order.
Kiersey, I love the pink and then the blue. Okay. And I actually use a different color every day in my journal, as well as like in my planner. I use all these different colors. I'll show you. It is so pretty and fun.
Keeps it fun.
It
keeps it fun.
All the colors. So
absolutely. So G2 Pilot writing pens make a great stocking stuffer for the writer in your life. All right. How about number nine?
Okay, so number nine.
We're already at number nine.
Number nine is great because, well, I just knew I would be remiss if I didn't mention book dresses. And anyone who knows me in person knows that I love a good book dress and I wear them at conferences. And I have too many, actually, probably too many book dresses.
Is that a thing? I don't think that's a thing. No.
So Svaha is this company where they make themed dresses. They have pockets. They're super comfortable and pretty. And
yes,
they always have all different themes, like lots of science themes, DNA and, you know, equations, but also they have library themes. And we are going to link to the book dress that they have right now, which I love. It's a fairy book dress. And
it's so adorable. I love it.
There is nothing better than a good book dress with pockets that is comfortable.
You know what? I agree with you. A dress with pockets that's comfortable. I mean, Can we live in it every day? We need 7 of them. So we have one for every day. Absolutely. Okay. I guess we're on to number 10. I'm sad.
We are. Indeed we are.
I feel like this went by really quickly. Number 10 is if all else fails, if none of these gifts seem to be like the right fit for the writer in your life, then I don't think you can go wrong with a gift card to your local bookstore, to your local independent bookstore.
Nothing more exciting than a gift card to a bookstore.
I absolutely, if I don't get a gift card to the local bookstore, I am sad and disappointed. So, you know, I'm grateful for everything that I get, that I receive. But if I don't get a gift card to a bookstore, it's a little sad, right? I mean, books for enjoyment, books for pleasure, books to learn, craft books, that way, I mean, with a gift card, the possibilities are endless.
And so, we love books and we love words.
We do.
And
we do.
To be able to read someone else's beautiful words is such a privilege and so exciting. It's like one of the most exciting parts of Christmas, getting a new book or a gift card for a new book.
I agree. And of course, the most exciting part of Christmas is being with family, right? And friends and loved ones. And just being grateful for the moments that we have and trying to be present, because every day is a gift.
Every day is a gift. And being able to just share that love with each other. Because that's what all of this is about. All these gifts are about showing the writer in your life or yourself that you love that writer, that you love each other.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love you, Kirsty.
I love you.
Is there a gift on this list for you, perhaps? I think there is.
We hope that everyone who listens to this podcast spreads light and joy for the next couple of weeks until our next installment.
Exactly. Enjoy your holiday, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Picture Book Look is produced by Kirsty Call and Kim Chafee. Music by James Call.